Music Depreciation. From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, we give you the orchestra, Les Paul, his guitar and trio, and tonight's guest stars from the upper firmament of swing, Margaret Whiting and Andre Previn. It's melody scored and conducted by Frank Duvall. Meet Music Depreciation. And here is your commentator, Dr. Rubenia Gaines.
Good evening.
An annotator of great knowledge and vast resources.
Good evening.
An artist whose musical learning is without peer.
Good evening.
A master commentator, a noted raconteur. As I introduce him, I reverently incline my head.
A magnificent incline. Good evening. This is Music Depreciation. Tonight, under the baton of Dr. Frankenstein Duvall, we welcome to the stalls of the walls of these halls, first of all, Philharmonic.
Hi, Phil.
Hello, Harmon.
Good evening, Ike. And our permanent guest, Professor Lesky Paul, plus tonight's notables from the world of masterworks, the eminent Mademoiselle Margaretchna Whiting, Catmopolitan soprano, and Dr. Andreevich Previn, pianist supreme. The concert opens with a reading by Dr. Duvall of the poem Romanza con rallentando fortissimo alla maestoso grosso pavan. It combines an ancient dance measure, the bourré, with a spirit of rejoicing. This is the bourré hurré. The concert begins. It is with a pleasure that leaves us loose and somewhat uncontrolled in the joints that we welcome a first appearance to this series of the gifted Mademoiselle Margaretchna Whiting. Her choice for this debut performance is the aria Someone to Watch Over Me. It tells the story of a lover and his betrothed. He gazes into the blue eyes of his loved one. As he gazes, he feels he is traveling a wide blue river. As he gazes further, he sees the river is crossed. The final movement is music in the Italian manner. It describes a Latin housewife who complains bitterly of her husband's laziness, the mazurka for a jerka who won't work. The composition concludes as we see the husband listing toward the starboard from an overcargo of port. Mademoiselle Whiting.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. This long lost lamb. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the to watch over me.
The orchestra under Dr. Duvall returns in a moment to present one of this evening's most brilliant works. The Arioso Menuetto, Ring Them Bells. This is a tragic work, with sobs and wails exchanged freely between the orchestra and the audience. As the music opens, we find the members of the ensemble on their knees, singing a song of supplication and pleading.
Come on, you seven. Treat me right, you bones. Show me that solid seven, baby. Needs a new pair of shoes.
The music concludes as the janitor staff takes over the auditorium. There was originally an optional second movement, a reflective passage which on further reflection was omitted. Dr. Frankenstein Duvall comes on and the composition comes off.
Thank you.
With a breathless hush that we welcome to these hallowed halls another brilliant performance of the eminent Professor Lesky Paul, known as the Django Reinhardt of Pico Street. Regarding the maestro, we wish to quote again briefly from the notes of Dr. Hyden C. Feinschnabel, celebrated critic, composer, and consultant on music to the Gap-Toothed Flugelhorn Blowers Brotherhood of the Salami Slicers Union. Says, and I quote, "One of the most notable of Professor Paul's compositions was written on a simple scale, the Do-Re-Mi, of which it cost the composer considerable to escape conviction following the performance." Close quote. We will hear in a moment the arietta "You Took Advantage of Me." First, the pizzicato. And backwards, pizzicato is pronounced Otakitsip. Professor Paul. The climactic spot on tonight's concert brings us Dr. Frankenstein Duval's reading of the Arioso Maestoso con Romanza alla Cappella Menuetto con Voot, Sleepy Time Gal, for Mademoiselle Whiting. The theme begins with a statement of the A, then the C. The AC continues in a dramatic current. Then suddenly we hear... It has been switched from AC to DC current. Then Mademoiselle Margaretchna Whiting is heard in the welcome Christmas gift, or for Pete's sake, what am I going to do with this aria? Finally, the composition closes with a tender scene picturing two rabbits on New Year's Eve. The larger rabbit says to the smaller rabbit, and I quote, "Well, down the hutch." Close quote, and commence the music.
Sleepy time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you've danced the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss, and then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late, and dear, your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time, gal, when all your dancing is through. I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock sleepy time, gal.
The arrival of Dr. Andreevich Previn to the concert stage reminds us of an occasion on which he played a Bach concert in Richmond, Virginia. On arrival, he found he had forgotten his music and sent a telegram to his secretary with these memorable words, "Carry me Bach to old Virginia." The music we are to hear is the Lamento, "The Man I Love." We hear first the ardent lover as he breathes to his dear one, "I love thee more than thou lovest me." She replies, "Nay, nay, dear heart, I love thee more." "Ah, no, it is I whose love is greater than thine." "No, no, I tell thee that mine is the greater love." "Nay, nay." "No, no, no." And the conversation concludes on the romantic and charming...
"Oh, yeah! Yeah! I mean, no, not that!"
Motif. Dr. Previn. The final work of tonight's brilliant collection of masterworks depicts a musical tour on the eve of the new year. The orchestra, in the garb of sprightly elves, leaps hither and yon from one concert to another. We will visit the haunts of such celebrating maestri as the doctors Harry O. Jamesich, Tommaso Dorsey, Benje Gudmanoff, Gaio Lombardinelli, and Kabsky Kalowage. It concludes with a scene showing the sprightly little elves gazing into the mirror on New Year's morning. This is the motif. Dr. Frankenstein Duvall conducts the New Year's fantasy.
Happy New Year, music lovers. From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, Music Depreciation has brought you melody scored and conducted for the orchestra by Frank Duvall with Les Paul, his guitar and trio. Tonight's swing stars were Margaret Whiting and Andre Previn. See you next week for another session of Music Depreciation. Tony Lofrano speaking. This is Mutual.